here's a story from The World.
An eruption in professional soccer is being felt across Europe and the world today, and most of the reaction, not good.
I mean, I'm a Manchester United fan and have been for 40 years of my life, but I'm disgusted, absolutely disgusted.
Gary Neville there, not just a Manchester United fan, but also a former player. He's reacting to the proposal that the 12 biggest teams in Europe's prestigious Champions League break off and form their own new Super League. It's not just European fans. All over the globe, lovers of the beautiful game quickly united against this scheme. One raised a banner that read, "Created by the poor, stolen by the rich." Here to explain what's going on is soccer commentator Juan Arango. He joins me from Miami. What was your reaction, Juan, when you heard about a new, even more elite Super League?
Well, the first reaction was that it was a long time coming. It wasn't something that emerged out of thin air. It's been talked about for quite a while, depending on who you follow. Especially if you looked at Real Madrid president Florentino Perez, he's been talking about it for years. What maybe, I guess you can compare it to, is a bluff in a poker table and you not believing them and you kind of falling for it. And I think that's UEFA's position right now. And they got caught a bit off balance when this decision came out.
UEFA is the European Soccer Federation, correct?
Exactly. Yes. The leading soccer federation in Europe. And they believed that, you know, it was just a bluff. And all of a sudden when the official statement started coming out, then they're like, oh, well, we have a problem here.
So drill down a little more, Juan. I mean, whose idea was this? And what are these 12 soccer clubs hoping to gain? And if it is a bluff, what is the end game?
Well, the end game is to have their own league and to have their own league under their own conditions. To make it more of a comparison to sports in the United States, let's say the most popular teams in the NBA don't agree with how the sport is going and how the league is in the direction the league is taking it. So the Lakers, the Celtics, the Golden State Warriors say, you know what? We don't like the way the NBA is running. We're going to just go and start our own league. Not only that, it's only them and them only because, well, we don't like qualifying for the playoffs. Well, we don't like to have to, you know, be in a position where we have to go. And it's more of a God-given right, if you will, in some extent. And I think I'm being a bit hyperbolic in that term. But it is kind of that. It is, hey, we're in this league. No one's taking us out. And the only way someone can come in is via invitation. They already have a format where they will have 20 teams. There's three more teams that are expected to come in, plus five teams that will be invited based on certain criteria that are going to be established later on. So it's kind of a members-only club. And if you even hear the terminology that they use, you know, the founding members of this league, you start to get a bit of a feeling that it's more exclusive, more exclusivity than anything else.
So John Henry is the owner of the Boston Red Sox. He also happens to be a principal owner of Liverpool FC, one of the clubs designated as part of this new Super League. John Henry's not the only one, and there's a lot of U.S. investment in European soccer, and it's grown over the past 10 years. How much is American money playing a role here? And, you know, just saying, we want our investment to make bank.
Well, you have to look at the Glazers, too, over at Manchester United. They're also involved. So yeah, I mean, American money has a lot to do with it. And at this point, they're saying, yeah, you know, it's the Americans coming in and ruining the game. It sounds a bit harsh, but
who is saying that?
Sadly, in England. You hear the English press saying, hey, the Americans are coming in. Just now I was watching a roundtable with Sky Sports, and they were basically insinuating, oh, yeah, it's the Americans. But wait a second. Hold on. Let's pump the brakes a little bit. It's not just them only. It's a group of other clubs. I mean, Manchester City isn't owned by Americans. Chelsea isn't owned by Americans. Obviously, Real Madrid and Barcelona aren't either. So I mean, it's just not only them. It's a group of 12 different clubs with one particular objective in mind. It's about the money. It's about solely the money. And you're losing the essence of what the game is about. And within the game of football, it's about meritocracy to a certain extent. Hey, you know, being able to win the title, being able to earn a promotion to the top league where you compete with the best teams in the world. That's what it's about. Now you take that aspect away and you take the competitive nature away because it's the elite sides that want more and are most likely going to take more from everyone else.
One Liverpool fan I saw, Juan, put up a black banner outside their home pitch saying, shame on you, RIP, LFC, 1892 to 2021. I mean, that does seem pretty dramatic and bleak. But do you think this is the end of European football as we know it, as many fans are saying?
As we know it, most likely. We have to see how things play out. But I mean, in using teams like Liverpool, I mean, the team of the people, same thing with Manchester United – you know, Barcelona was a team that's, you know, more than a club based on its political leanings and also its social work within the communities. That all these types of things all of a sudden go by the wayside. You know, the moral aspect, the social aspect. No, it's about the money. It's about the money, and some teams need it more than others. Barcelona with over $1.3 billion in debt right now. Of course, wow. They need a major cash injection. So they would look at something like this. But overall, from a social aspect, many fans, and I've spoken personally to fans that are fans of Real Madrid and Barcelona, like, I don't support those teams anymore.
Soccer commentator Juan Arango in Miami speaking with me about a very big and potentially consequential drama in European soccer. Thank you very much. Good to speak.
Always a pleasure.